Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you for the next hour. And we've got a good show today. We've got new music by someone you may not know, but you really should. We will recognize the 40th anniversary of a revolution in the music industry that is going virtually unnoticed, except by us. We've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and the best rock from all eras. Let's start old school today. This is Grand Funk, WMFO.
Summer came, and when you pulled backwards,
Playing the best rock from all eras here on Rock of Ages. Those are the Decembrists. The song's called Make You Better. And we heard Grand Funk Railroad, We're an American Band. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. It is Monday, August 2nd. Of course, I am recording this earlier. It's actually Saturday morning when I'm recording. But I hope you had a nice weekend. The weather was great. Lots going on in the world. The Delta variant has me officially freaked out now. There's that breakout case on the Cape where 3/4 of the cases were among vaccinated people, which is concerning. So I'm back to wearing masks indoors. And I think it's ironic that a lot of the outdoor events that were planned for this summer, music concerts and street fairs and things, were planned for the month of August because everyone just assumed things were going to get better and better as time went on. And in fact, we might have been better off to have had those things in June and July when things were low, because now the virus is raging again, and there's no denying that. You know, last week on the show, I asked, who is watching the Olympics? And I went on to say that nobody was watching, and turns out the answer to that question is me. I'm watching. I've been watching everything this past week. Gymnastics, swimming, rugby, ping pong. There have been a lot of nice moments in the Olympics so far, but I want to talk about beach volleyball for a second. Women's beach volleyball. Have you seen that? It's a 2-on-2 competition. It's very intense. These women are highly trained athletes competing at the highest level, but they're required to play in the skimpiest of uniforms, essentially bikini bottoms. I mean, I'm no prude. There is a time and a place for a well-fitting bikini, like at the beach, but not in a highly competitive athletic competition with so much on the line, I don't think. I mean, the men don't have to wear Speedos. They wear shorts. It doesn't seem right. And it ties in very nicely with another news story that I wanted to mention. This is not the Olympics, but another international competition. The Norwegian women's beach handball team plays in the European Handball Federation. They're also required to wear bikini bottoms, while men can play in shorts. Well, they refused to wear their uniforms in the European Beach Handball Championship in Bulgaria and were fined for essentially being out of uniform. Their protest got so much worldwide publicity that it came to the attention of the singer Pink, who offered to pay and has paid the whole team's fine. And the Federation said they will re-examine the rule. Well, enough about what's going on in this crazy world. Let's get right back to the music. And it's time for Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown gives us his pick every week for music that he enjoys and he thinks we ought to be listening to from his vast music collection. So let's hear Phil's pick for this week now.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's pick. This week's tune is Sanctuary by His Golden Messenger. They are a band from North Carolina. Their sound is a fusion of classic rock, pop, and the blues. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
To the phone, Jubilee, find me steady with your hope now. That little life's gotta last a while. Like an arrow to the marrow, I know it feels like. Make it to the other side. One good news, you want sanctuary. When you try to get real, or they break you on the reef. You want to move, you want sanctuary. Song like it. rich man cries like a crocodile. Salvation, despair for the game that they taught me. Sometimes it feels like it just ain't fair. One good news, you own sanctuary. When you try to get real, or they break you on the wheel. You wanna move, you own sanctuary. That's all I can offer to you. I know how to sing about it.
Thank you.
That's a really nice one. A lesser known song from the Doobie Brothers' Captain and Me album. It's called South City Midnight Lady. And we heard His Golden Messenger. Before that, it was Phil's pick, and the name of the song was Sanctuary. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s, right on through the pop rock of the 2000s and today. This week in rock history, yesterday marked the 40th anniversary of the launch of MTV, August 1st, 1981. You've seen the footage. First, there was a montage of NASA footage leading up to the iconic photo of the Apollo astronaut standing near the American flag as he planted the flag on the moon. But in this case, the stars and stripes were replaced by the MTV logo. And then they segued into the first music video, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. It's very hard to overstate how big MTV was in its heyday, but how far it's fallen since. One illustration is how they've chosen to celebrate this anniversary over the years. When MTV turned 10 back in 1991, the network featured Tom Cruise, George Michael, Aerosmith, R.E.M., Madonna, and Michael Jackson in this giant televised anniversary special. And they went even bigger for the 20th anniversary in the summer of 2001 by holding the MTV 20 live and almost legal concert that was in New York City. And it had Mariah Carey, Jane's Addiction, Busta Rhymes, Blink 182, Billy Idol, and many, many, many others. They hyped it up for weeks and even aired mini documentaries about the history of the network. This year, for year 40, not a word. They are running a marathon of one of their reality shows. And that's it. No mention of the anniversary whatsoever. A good indication, in my view, of how far MTV has fallen. Also this week, on August 3rd, tomorrow, 1971, Paul McCartney formed Wings. The band members were Paul, his wife Linda, and it featured former Moody Blues singer Denny Lane on guitar. And he had a long and successful turn with Wings, and turned out some really, really fine albums, including this one. This is from Band on the Run, Paul McCartney and Wings, WMFO. We'll be right back.
thinking. We were going down. I could feel us sinking. Then I came around. And everyone I'd loved before flashed before my eyes. And nothing mattered anymore. I looked into the sky. Well, I something new. Yeah, I wanted something beautiful. I wished for something true. Been looking for a reason, man, something to lose. When the wheels come down,
when the wheels come down,
when the wheels touch ground,
when the wheels touch ground,
and you feel like it's all over, there's another spinning. Broken hearts will mend. This is our beginning. Coming to an end. Well, you wanted something better, man. You wished for something new. Well, you wanted something beautiful. You wished for something true. Been looking for a reason, man.
Foo Fighters, always good for a jolt on a Monday morning. That song is Wheels. And we heard Paul McCartney and Wings from Band on the Run in 1985. From time to time, we talk about albums that are great to listen to from cover to cover, and Band on the Run is one of them. If you get a chance, if you can grab 45 minutes, you should just put it on and give it a listen. It really does hold up. And as I mentioned earlier, the band formed 50 years ago tomorrow. If you're trying to stay current with music, Jack Antonoff is a name you need to know, if you don't know it already. He is a songwriter and a producer and has produced some of the best-selling albums over the last 10 years, particularly with superstar women. He won 5 Grammys for working with Taylor Swift, Lorde, Lana Del Rey, Phoebe Bridgers, Clairo, many, many others. And he has a band, The Bleachers, which is essentially a solo project where he gets to perform as well as produce. He's from New Jersey, and like many New Jerseyans, he worships Bruce Springsteen. And if you recall, they collaborated on a song called Chinatown, which I played last year. Last Friday, he released a new album. It's called Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. Chinatown is on that album. And the review in Rolling Stone is really quite gushing. One of the most positive reviews I've read from them in a while. So I'm going to play it for you now. These are The Bleachers and Don't Go Dark. Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Just to get your number called.
That's Genesis from the album Duke, Turn It On Again. And before that, we heard new music from The Bleachers. The song was Don't Go Dark. The new album is called Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. I am here every Monday morning from 8 to 9 doing the show. You can listen to us live on the radio at 91.5 FM if you're in the Boston area. Or you can catch us on demand or even live streaming on WMFO.org. And happy to have you with me today and every week. One of the regular features we do is called the one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. So let's turn to that right now. Temple of the Dog was a one-album project conceived in 1990. The purpose of the band was to pay tribute to Andrew Wood. He was the lead singer of a band called Mother Love Bone, and he died of a heroin overdose. Two of the band members recruited Chris Cornell and a then unknown by the name of Eddie Vedder for the project. It didn't do that well upon release, and when those two band members went on to form Pearl Jam, and their debut was a breakthrough success in 1992, the record company re-released it. The song features a duet between Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder. It was the only release by this band, but it was a huge album rock radio hit at the time and has endured over time. The song is called Hunger Strike. This is from Temple of the Dog on Rock of Ages.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence, but I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah, but it's on the table of fires cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry. Cups already overfilled.
That's Santana, Everything Is Coming Our Way. And our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era for this week, Temple of the Dog, and the song was Hunger Strike. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, we will be back to the music right after this.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Last week, the rock world mourned the sudden passing of Dusty Hill, one of the two bearded members of ZZ Top. He was the bass player. He had been with the band since 1970 and was 72 years old. ZZ Top inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. Let's hear something from them now. ZZ Top, Rock of Ages.
You got is oh so sweet. You gotta make it hot. change, but hey, I got you down on your knees again. You watch the sky, it's a pale parade of passing clouds that cover the bed upon which we laid in the dark, and the memories that I made of a laughing girl. But you're just my toy, and I can't stop playing with you, baby. If you think you need to go, if you want it to be free, there's just one thing you need to know, and that's that you can't count on me. I'm coming along real good, but I still can't do most of the things I should. I watch the sky coming down to bury me, and I can't stop this crawling out of my skin. I know that you see yourself flying in out of the sky, coming down to carry me, but I won't come out. So if I watch all of the same parades as they pass on the days that you wish you'd stay. But all this pain gets me high, and I get off, and you know why. So if you think you need to go, if you
Counting Crows, the name of the song, You Can't Count on Me. And before that, ZZ Top, Gimme All Your Lovin'. Well, that's the end of our show for today. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you so much for listening, and please join me again next week. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.